Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. In case you missed it, don't cuddle with your hedgehog. An important message here from the Center for Disease Control. Y'all need to listen up, okay?
All right, attention, please.
There's a salmonella outbreak going on right now, and the reason behind it is just as, I mean, it's just head-shakingly dumb.
Uh-huh.
We were like, what? According to the CDC, 11 people in 8 states have been infected with salmonella in the past few months.
Because?
Because they were kissing and snuggling with their pet hedgehogs.
Ooh.
Their pet hedgehogs. Apparently, you can get salmonella from your pet hedgehogs. I think, and it's not written in the Bible anywhere, but I think God intended for us not to cuddle with some animals.
Yeah, he gave them non-cuddling defense mechanisms.
Right. I think there's several.
Yeah, well, the hedgehog's cousin to the porcupine.
That's true, yeah. You wouldn't want to cuddle a porcupine.
A skunk.
No, you wouldn't want to try to cuddle a skunk.
A pretty skunk.
Yeah.
A copperhead.
No.
Copperheads.
Copperheads are not cuddleable. Cuddleable.
They're not affectionate animals.
No, they're not.
Coyotes.
No, they normally don't like cuddling either.
No. A llama. Llamas ain't cuddlers.
No, they're spitters. Yeah, they'll spit right at you. Yeah.
You don't want to cuddle with that.
No,
A pig.
Yeah.
Well, they'll squeal on you.
Yeah. So this fella thought he was stealing, you know, like painkillers, but he wasn't.
Well,
he didn't.
Definitely has a problem.
I can only imagine what this was like for a moment when the thief figured out what his big mistake was.
Oh, no.
It's a 56-year-old dude named Peter in Florida, and on Thursday morning, he stole some pills out of his roommate's lunchbox.
Oh,
Peter thought they were painkillers, opioids, since they were in a prescription bottle with a label that said hydrocodone, whatever, long word after that.
This dude's got a problem.
Turns out they weren't opioids. Oh, no, they weren't.
They weren't?
They were laxatives.
Oh, no.
And yes, old Peter found out the nasty way what they were. Because his roommate called the cops about the theft. Peter admitted he took the pills and says he threw the rest away after he realized they were something else.
Dude thought they was pills.
He thought they were opioids, but they were laxatives.
I see him cooking them down in a spoon too, over a cigarette lighter.
Yeah, he's over there making schmeth.
Yeah, he's gonna have a crack problem. All right.
A guy set the Guinness Book of World Records for putting out matches on his tongue.
Ow.
Boy, don't you think his parents are proud? There's a guy, he set the Guinness Book of World Records for extinguishing 62 lit match sticks on his tongue in 1 minute.
Ow.
In 1 minute, he took 62 lit matches and put them out on his tongue. And
on purpose.
He set a world record for that.
Deliberately.
Yeah.
Boy, you know the parents that have the sticker on their bumper that says, my child is an honors student at such and such a elementary.
Right.
Well, don't you know this cat's parents are going to be proud to sport that sticker?
I don't know if they'll be proud or not. It may be, hey, did you hear about my kid? He set a world record.
Oh, really? And what?
He put out a bunch of matches on his tongue.
I'm sorry, say that again?
He put out a little matches on his tongue.
I'm sorry, one more time.
I said he put matches out on his tongue. There, are you happy now?
Wouldn't that'd be the luck of my kid? Yeah, he ate the world's largest hornet's nest.
Hornet's nest. What's that? He ate the world's largest hornet's nest. There, fine. There's a new ride at Disney. It's the new Star Wars ride. Told y'all about that today. I love Disney. It's one of my favorite places. I know I'm a big kid when I get there. They've got a new ride coming to Disneyland. It's a Star Wars ride called Galaxy's Edge.
That'll be huge.
Oh, yeah. The ride, by the way, is going to be 28 minutes. It's all interactive. You get taken by the First Order, and then the Resistance saves you and all this stuff, and you participate in it. It's very interactive.
It being Star Wars-y, it'll be big.
Oh, yeah. I've ridden a ride that's interactive like this before, and it's one where you go up into space, and so there's four people in your little space pod. And the way they put you in, you know, one of you is the captain, then there's somebody else and somebody else. And then there's all these buttons there on the front, and, you know, ground control tells you what to do. Well,
it makes you feel like you're part of the
right,
show.
They put me in there as the captain. I'm the captain. So they put me in there, and they put the rest in. So, you know, ground control captain comes on. It's like, captain, push the Durka-Durka button. And I was like, all right, well, I'm not going to push the button. It's not going to matter. The ride's going to go, whether I push the button or not.
Right, it's just the ride.
The people behind me that I didn't know were like, "Are you going to push the button?" It's like, "Oh no, the ride's going to work no matter what." Well, you're the captain, they said. I said, "No, I've been the guy who's been drinking at Epcot." They wouldn't let me drive a car right now.
Yeah, let alone push the button.
Yeah, we don't need to push the button.
Heck no.
We did a little picking.
And grinning.
Well, howdy there, everybody. I'm picking.
Yeah, well, I reckon I'll be grinning then.
Sad news, Tony.
Now, what's that?
My friend died when he couldn't remember his blood type.
Oh, that is sad.
As he died, he kept saying, "Be positive, be positive." It's hard without him.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
What do stormtroopers and churches have in common?
Gosh, I don't know.
Pew, 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 pew.
Tony, you know what makes me smile?
I give up. What?
Face muscles.
Jason, guess what happened to me?
What?
I found a bullet in my avocado.
You did?
Yep. I guess I'll call it guacamole.
It's always great when it's story time, especially when it's from Tony.
Thank you.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, Brad Pitt went to a plastic surgeon to get injected with Botox. But the doctor accidentally injected his face with buttocks. Okay, doctor, give me a mirror so I can see how pretty I am, said Brad Pitt.
We're sorry, Mr. Pitt, but there's been an accident. I misread the labels, said the doctor. I gave your face shots of buttocks and... No, Mr. Pitt, no, don't look at the mirror.
Hey, oh my gosh, yelled Brad Pitt. My face looks like a big rear end. It's the worst day of my life. My face has a crack down the middle. Ah, said Brad Pitt.
Calm down, Mr. Pitt. That's not a crack. It's your new smile. Now it goes up and down instead of side to side. The buttocks has made your cheeks swell very big, but hopefully this will just be temporary, said the doctor.
I've got a rear end on my face, and I was getting back together with Jennifer Aniston. She'll never look at me now. I'm gonna cry.
Calm down, Mr. Pitt. I'll have the nurse bring you some Kleenex. Better yet, hey, nurse, bring Brad a roll of Charmin instead. And try not to giggle when he blows his nose.
Brad Pitt's face never returned to normal. So the rest of his life, he only starred in Charmin toilet paper commercials. The end.
Of course, we had the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
It became obvious when we held hands. My blind date was really a man.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
Tony had a brand new word of the day for you today.
Expand your vocabulary.
And now to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Fat James. A Fat James is what you call
eating a handful of Slim Jims all bundled together. A Fat James.
That's Tony's word of the day.
And as always, we'll leave you with today's Real Good. There's a famous scene from the TV show The Office where Michael Scott takes a CPR lesson and the instructor tells him to perform chest compressions to the beat of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. And, of course, you know, it's complete chaos because it's the office.
It's funny.
Well, that scene has literally now saved a life. There's a 21-year-old guy named Cross Scott, no relation to Michael Scott, in Tucson, Arizona. And he was driving earlier this month when he saw a woman who was unconscious in her car. So he goes over, he breaks the window with a rock and found that the woman didn't have much of a pulse. So he knew he needed to try CPR.
So,
the only way he knew about it was the scene from The Office, and that's what popped into his head. So he started performing chest compressions to the tune of Staying Alive.
Wow.
After about 1 minute, the woman took a breath and threw up. The paramedics arrived a few minutes later. They told Cross if he hadn't jumped in, things could have been gone very, very differently for her.
And I'm going to keep that in my mind, that Staying Alive is the song. That helps me
remember. I've heard
that
before, I think. I don't think The Office was kidding around on that, but I think that's right.
Wow.
How cool is that? Well, to whoever put that in The Office, and then to Cross Scott for actually performing it, y'all are real good. Well, that's it for today's podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to tell your friends about it. And thanks for listening to In Case You Missed It.